So we have a pilot here with us, and not just any pilot, a pilot who is helping kids and has created this unique program at Tomorrow's Aeronautical Museum. It offers after-school programs for kids, for at-risk kids, and kids who want to fulfill their dream of flying, which was you, Robin Petgrave, as a kid. Yeah?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That was how you got into this, I think, right?
Yeah, when I was a little kid, we moved here from Jamaica, where I was very poor. And when I was in elementary school and middle school, I used to save my lunch money and take the buses to see where they went. And I wound up at Logan Airport in Boston and was watching these airplanes take off and land. I was just fascinated. And one day, this helicopter came hovering in, and then it started hovering down, and it landed. And the guy got out, and this blonde girl got out. And I was like, it had all the elements. The
right.
Blonde, the flying, the Superman. I was like, oh, snap, that's what I want to do.
Yes.
And then, you know, everybody told me I had to go through the military, so I actually stopped following that dream in high school and college. And after I got out of college and got here to LA, I found out you could just pay and take lessons to become a pilot. And I felt like this was this huge secret that was kept from me all this time. I would have made so many other choices because I would have pursued flying when I was in high school.
Yeah, you could have picked up a side job and paid for your flying lessons. Who knew? And so here you are, Tomorrow's Aeronautical Museum. This is incredible. And like you said, there's nothing like this. You get calls from people all over the world.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. I started the museum in Torrance, and I was invited to come to Compton because more kids that need a program like mine would have access to it. And I came there, and when I found, you know, what the media, how it was portraying that entire community, the self-esteem was not where it should be, in my opinion. And so I made a vow that I would change the way that community was perceived, and I would get the media to come down and cover, but not just for a quick, easy, oh, there's something bad happening in Compton type thing, but to show all the positive things. And I got them to come down and cover, and we had 8 kids set 15 aviation world records, and it's been covered by different stations all over the world because a program like ours does not exist anywhere in the world.
It is remarkable, and a record was set just recently by Isaiah Cooper. Tell us about that.
Oh, we had this little kid who's been coming to the airport literally since he was 5 years old and volunteering and all that. And then in middle school, he kind of, you know, succumbed to the social pressures of his neighborhood and stuff and started hanging with his little homies and started finding himself doing a lot of stuff that he shouldn't have been. And he talked to his pastor, and his pastor said, find a mentor, find someone you want to grow up to be and see if they'll mentor you. And he came back and wanted to have a meeting with me. And so I said, all right. And I challenged him, and he just started being focused. He followed all my instructions. And then we started having these talks, and guys that he admired. I had Barrington Irving come over to the museum, and he actually had the world record for flying around the earth solo. And Isaiah was kind of impressed by that. And then I met this guy, Jack Wiegand, who also had the world record. And then Isaiah thought, I want to do that, because all these guys, they were old. They were like 20 or 23. So he thought
so
if he
old,
could
yes.
if he could do it when he was 18, that would be a record that could never be broken, you know? I said, all right. And we thought, a good way for you to experience cross-country is to go cross-country. And so he flew an airplane all the way around America. He took off from Compton on July 5th and flew north to Washington State and then east. And he stopped in Chicago and Detroit and then all went all the way through New York to Maine and then flew south all the way to Jacksonville, Florida, and then flew 3,000 miles all the way back to California, almost 9,000 miles. Crazy
yes.
cool.
Yes, and 16. And is this a world record for a teenager?
This is definitely something that's not been done, especially by an African-American 16-year-old boy before.
I mean, you're barely driving at that age, and someone gives you a plane, and you're going to fly for 8,000 miles and set this record.
I know, it's crazy. Like, the FAA actually gives you a license to fly an airplane by yourself. You can get that when you're 16 years old, which is pretty cool. So he could fly around the airport by himself, but he has to be driven home by his mommy.
Right, exactly. Somebody's driving you home.
Even though things in your life might be going not the way you want or bad, they happen for a reason. And the person that understands that and grows from it and uses that as a jumping point to pursue the thing that makes them most happy, those are the people that are really successful. And they never really work for a living because you find a job or something that makes you happy, you find a way to get paid to do it. And that's kind of what I've done.
Yeah. And you're teaching kids to fly, like Isaiah. He learned to fly through you, through tomorrow's Aeronautical Museum, right?
Every day you can find between 30 to 120 kids there. There's over 4,000 kids in the program. We've serviced over 10,000 kids in the last 16 years or so. We've taught hundreds of kids to fly. And the cool part about it is they're not all wanting to be pilots. The aviation and the flying helicopters and airplanes is the attraction thing. It's an attraction tool. You get interested in that, you come to the airport and you find where you fit into the aviation and aerospace industry. So we have guys like my director of operations, used to be a kid in my program, has a helicopter license, aerospace engineering degree from Purdue. He's now my director of operations. He's 23.
Yeah.
My grant writer,
she
set a world record when she was 16. She soloed four different types of airplanes on her 16th birthday. She has a master's degree at the age of 23, and she's my grant writer.
People stick around with you. They stick around and they want to help. They're like, we're going to stay with Robin in tomorrow's Aeronautical Museum. So Isaiah Cooper, I just want to go back to that real quick because you have a celebration coming up that we can all go to.
You can get
tickets to.
It's going to be on September 24th. Mm-hmm. It's a welcome home party for Isaiah because we really want to do this right. You can buy a table to come to it. You can be an event sponsor, or you could just buy a ticket to come to. It's only $99 a person. We have a really nice meal, and there's going to be a lot of celebrities and a lot of really cool people to meet. But you're going to be totally blown away when you come because the museum, we have F-16 simulators. We have a whole simulator room. We have Humvees, helicopters, airplanes, all kinds of things that you've never thought that you would get close to in your lifetime. And you're going to see a whole bunch of little Isaiahs, a bunch of little kids that are all capable of doing the same thing because I'm telling you, when you have a place that kids come to and they're fed a steady spoonful of you can do anything you want, look at me, and I started when I'm old. and the kids are told that, and you surround them with individuals that walk in. Yesterday we had two NFL players there. All these people are telling them the same things, you know, focus, you know, stay the path, work for it, and you can do anything you want in life. And so these kids just grow up to be amazing individuals.
Mm-hmm. And you also had a Dodger player you were working with, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, in our opinion, one of the greatest Dodgers is a man named Yasiel Puig. He is totally cool. We flew him for the first time in the helicopter, and he was just the coolest guy. He hung out at the airport for almost 8 hours, you know, and then he came back with his family, and it was so cool. We were flying him, and he said, you know, he migrated here from Cuba, and he said, you know, he came on the boat like 3 or 4 times, and he never saw a whale. So during his flight, he's like, you think we can find a whale? I'm like, no problem. And then sure enough, we found him whale. We found him a whale over Redondo Beach, and he was like, okay, now I'm good. I finally saw my whale. It was so funny because it was all over the news for a while because we were just talking around. We made a comment. He was like, hey, do you think you got a place that we could land near Dodgers? I was like, land near Dodgers? He goes, yeah, I'm late all the time. And they keep finding him. So he's like, well, maybe if I had a helicopter, I could get there on time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I said, nah, you'd probably be late getting to the helicopter too. But nah, it was the funniest thing. And all the news is running crazy with it because they're like, yes, he's going to buy a helicopter so he doesn't have to be late anymore.
That's actually a good idea. You pointed out that we have a helodeck.
Helipad, yeah.
Helipad. We have one on our building. You pointed that out because you pass it all the time. So we could use that sometimes. Yeah.
All right. I could totally hook it up. You wouldn't be late. You wouldn't have traffic tickets. You could sleep on the way to work and you'd be on time.
Mm-hmm. And calmer when I got here. Yeah. After the 405 freeway, who needs that? So do you do that? Because you're a helicopter pilot also. You fly around the city.
Yeah, you know, I do that. My first company, I started it with $300 and I grew it to $3.5 million a year company. I was rocking 16 helicopters and 12 airplanes, 5 stretch limousines and stuff. And one of the things that I really enjoyed about that company was when we did these little sightseeing flights and I would send a stretch limousine to pick them up, bring them down to the airport, fly them around, maybe fly them to dinner, land on top of one of the buildings downtown, mm-hmm. and things like that. And it blew me away. There's people when they just had a taste of that lifestyle and they felt totally like James Bond, but they were operating on a normal people's budget. Mm-hmm. I love that aspect of that company. So my new company, I called it Celebrity Helicopters mm-hmm. because for the few hours that I have you, I'm going to give you that celebrity treatment. And so I take normal humans and I fly you around LA, mm-hmm. whether you just want to take photographs like the Instagrammers. You should see my Instagram account. But if you want to fly around and take photos, or if you just want to live that lifestyle, you know, go and see and do something cool and, you know, fly around. And we've had so many wedding proposals, not all of them planned, because it's really, really romantic. And so I love that aspect. So that's why I called it Celebrity Helicopters. But yeah, if you want to see LA, we contract with several tour operators, including Viator, Expedia, Hotwire, and so forth. If you come to LA and you want to see the best of LA, they'll send you to see me.
You will see Los Angeles and parts of it in ways that you've never seen before when you see Robin's photos on Instagram. You gotta check it out.
It's Robin, period, at the word AT, period, and then TAM, T-A-M, for Tomorrow's Aeronautical Museum. And it's pretty dope.
It's Tomorrow's Aeronautical Museum and Robin Petgrave with us. And he is a very accomplished man from like the age of 7, right? He started then and now he's teaching kids to fly, has programs, STEM programs at the museum. And so he's working with kids in many different ways. And then they're setting world records through him, like Isaiah, who is doing this again when he's 18. He's going to set another record, right?
Yeah, he wants to fly around the Earth all by himself in an airplane. And depending on how much donations and how much funds we raise, he could do it in a small little single-engine four-passenger airplane. But, man, if we could raise enough to stick him in a small little business jet, have him be the only one in that and fly that thing all the way around the Earth, that would just be phenomenal.
How can we get a hold of you? The address? And
the museum's website is TA, like Tango Alpha, TAMuseum.org.
Perfect. And you can meet Robin and you can see so many cool things, like you said, things that you wouldn't see normally if you go to the party coming up on the 24th for Isaiah.
24th of September. You got to be there, be square.
Yes.
It was so kind of cool, you know. We're watching the Olympics and Connor Dyer is swimming with Michael Phelps in the relay. They get the gold medal, and to watch that and realize that's a guy that I flew with, and then get on my Instagram and shout him out and have him shout back. Yeah, you know, communicating with somebody who's a world-class athlete, just got a gold medal in the Olympics on the other side of the planet from you, that's pretty mind-blowing. And then inner city kids that I service have come to the airport, they know him. It's just really cool to be in a position where you can bring two different worlds together and people see not how many differences they have so much, but how much they have in common. And they're all trying to do the same thing. They want to grow up to be Connor Dyer. They want to grow up to be some of these celebrities. And when they realize it's not so unattainable, it's really a good thing to be in that position to make that happen.
You inspire them to follow their dreams, and I'm in awe of what you do, Robin. Incredible. Tomorrow's Aeronautical Museum, Robin Petgrave, helping the community, helping kids, and maybe he'll land on our building someday.
Oh, you know it. Plus, if there's that earthquake that hits, just give me a holler. I'll come swoop you up.
Oh, I'll be calling you from the 19th floor. Like, yes, I'm under this desk. Robin, please come and get me. All right. Thanks, Robin.
Thank you.